In St. Paul's writings today to the Corinthians, we hear about the cross and how it was a stumbling block to the Jews, a scandal to them, because they were expecting a Messiah that would deliver them from suffering, and foolishness to the Gentiles who looked to human wisdom and couldn't understand the death and resurrection of the Lord. Didn't seem to make any sense to them. Nevertheless, St. Paul just preached the truth of Christ and his death and resurrection without worldly wisdom, without eloquence, just said it like it was in the power of God. And of course, the lives of those he preached to were transformed. It was because of his preaching. It was because of the grace that God worked through him, and it was also through his suffering. Elsewhere in his writings, he talks about how he's like a mother giving birth, or like a true father, more than a father, to the people for whom he gave his life, not only through preaching, but through sacrifice and through suffering. And this is the way that our Lord shows to his disciples and to all of his followers, that we are to be his instruments for others, that we are to be his witnesses, his martyrs. The two things go together, so that, yes, we speak of him and of the hope that all of us have in his holy name, but we are to be his witnesses. We are to be his martyrs and suffer for those that we desire to see in the fold of Christ. And today's Saint, Saint Monica, and in her suffering for her son, sort of exemplifies this. We all know a mother's love. Some of us perhaps don't, but we all can appreciate what it means to have a mother and how it is that children so often underestimate what their mothers do for them. They sort of just take for granted that food winds up on the table and that their clean clothes end up in the drawer. And those are just the small ways in which our parents and what they do for us is underestimated. They do it out of love and they don't count the cost. And it involves not only the teaching and the admonitions that we all receive from our mothers, but more importantly, it involves the unswerving commitment to our welfare. And of course, this is what Saint Monica had for Saint Augustine. She prayed for 30 years that he would turn away from his debauched way of life and would become a Christian. And as we read in the second reading from the Office of Readings, that what actually happened was beyond her hopes. She never imagined that he would become God's servant, not only turn away from sin and become a Christian, but eventually become a priest and ultimately a bishop. And, you know, even in her own lifetime would not realize the lasting, permanent impact that St. Augustine, as one of the greatest fathers and doctors of the Church, has had on the lives of all Christians, all Catholics, throughout the ages. And yet her desire, her real desire, was that he would be saved. And she didn't count the cost, but God counted her tears and blessed her and her efforts with more than she could have ever imagined. This is the way that our Lord teaches us to bring about his kingdom in the world today. We need to stand up and be witnesses. We need to be the martyrs of God by the things that we say and by our unwillingness to compromise with the truth. But as we see exemplified, first of all, in the life of our Savior and his Holy Mother, and then in the life of St. Paul and in the life of St. Monica, we will have to follow our Lord without counting the cost. And that means that we will be Jesus's martyrs for the sake of those who otherwise will not be saved. And we have to understand this and embrace it and willingly offer our lives for the conversion and sanctification of souls. In the world in which we live today, in which people are so far from God very often, are not affected by natural law arguments against abortion and same-sex marriage and all the rest, who are at this point living in a post-Christian world for many people, we can recall the words of Our Lady at Fatima, who said that many souls go to hell because there's no one to pray and sacrifice for them. So we who have been enlightened, especially those of us who have consecrated ourselves to the Blessed Mother and asked her to take everything that we have, our life, death, and eternity, our present, our past, and our future, we have to willingly offer ourselves in this way for souls. Our Lord sees the love with which His servants give themselves to Him and are willing to carry the cross. When St. Paul preached the cross, when he preached to the Corinthians, the fact that salvation came through this the scandal of the cross, through this foolishness of God, which is wiser than the wisdom of men, he also realized that that meant his own sacrifice. And we realize it as well. We come to God's altar and we receive Jesus in the Eucharist and we unite ourselves with him. We unite ourselves with his cross and his resurrection. And we are strengthened and commissioned for this purpose, to offer sacrifice for the conversion and sanctification of souls. We turn to St. Monica and ask her intercession and ask her to help us to have that wisdom by which we see the power of God and have hope in His grace for the souls that we pray for and that we sacrifice for. When we pray for people, we take upon their burdens. And St. Paul tells us that we must carry each other's burdens and do so willingly and out of love, because that's what our Lord has done for us.
You are